Masechtas Gittin, Daf Pei Beis, 14 lines from the bottom of Daf Pei Aleph Amud Beis, and in order to understand today's Gemara, let us review a few points and also preview the dinim that we will learn from here until the Mishnah Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph. We are in the middle of discussing the dinim of a get kareach, a bull get, and we explained that the Chum Masakin, that since Kehanim were kapdonim and would be quick to anger, they were noyach lichais and would quickly write and give a get to their wives, and once they calmed down, they wouldn't be able to get remarried to their wife as they were usher to marry Gusha, so the Bonim Masakin that they should give a get Kusha, and a get mekusha was a difficult get to write because it had to be folded and sewed in a special way, and there was also a requirement to have a minimum of 3 witnesses, and this way, by the time this get would be written, the kohen would calm down and he would be able to decide not to give his wife this get. In addition, as we saw yesterday as a gzirah mishum kelchem, the rabbanim were misakin that for every additional fold, you had to have an additional aid, and for example, if there were 7 folds, there was a requirement to have 7 aidim, and if you only had 6 aidim, this is called a get kareach, a bull get, and it is not valid. And our Mishnah taught us that if Reuven tried to use a get kareach to divorce his wife, and he delivered this get to her, and then she got married based on this get, then teitzim mizeh mizeh v'chal drachim e'ilubah. However, let's say that Reuven created a get mekusha and was missing one signature, and it was a get kareach, and prior to delivering this get, Reuven wants to fix this get and make sure that it's a valid get. Menanis held that even an eved or a ganav or a gazlan who are generally pasul edis can be used as a filler witness for this get, while Rabbi Akiva held that only a kerv who is generally a valid e'kusha can be used as a filler, but you cannot use an Eved or a Ganav or a Gazlan as a filler for a Get Kareach. And we also already mentioned that according to the Benanis, you can only use either Kurv or Pusel, and Lefi Rabbi Akiva, you can only use a Kurv for one of the Edim, but you can't use them for more than one aid. And Rabbi Zeir will now teach us that even Benanis will agree to Rabbi Akiva that if the Get Mekusha or Shtar Mekusha had 3 folds, and therefore only required a minimum of 3 Edim, and they only had 2 Edim on this Get, and it was a Get Kareach that Reuven can only use a Kurv to be a filler, and to be his third aid, and we will have one version of the din of Rabbi Zeir that states that all agree to this case that the third aid can't be a kareach either, and he must be a full-fledged aid kasha. We will also see that Abaye will teach us that this filler aid can sign and execute a get either at the beginning, middle, or end of the get, and Rabbanim were misakin a specific position that he must sign onto the get. And finally, Abaye will teach us that, for example, if you have a get mekusha with 10 aidim, and in order for Bezdin to verify and authenticate the get, they have to verify the signature of at least 3 of the aidim, and once again, there is no specific edim that they have to verify, and the verification doesn't have to be of the 3 edim that execute the get consecutively. And for example, they can even verify the signatures of aid number 1, number 3, and number 5, and the get would be valid. Our Gemara now begins, and the names matter, and there were 4 amrayim that the Gemara will discuss. Amr Rab Zeira, Amr Rab Bar Shilta, Amr Rab Nun Saba, Amr Rab Adabahaba, get kareach if you have a get which is missing one signature, which is a get mekusha, ksharu shiva, be'ed of shisha. So if there's a get which had 7 folds, and there are 6 edim, or shisha, there are 6 folds, ve'ed of chamisha, and there are only 5 edim, or chamisha, there are 5 folds, ve'ed of abba, and there are 4 witnesses, abba, there are 4 folds, ve'ed of shlesha, and there are only 3 witnesses that signed and executed this get, ad kan machlekes benanis Rabbi Akiva. In all these cases, there's machlekes between benanis and Rabbi Akiva, and benanis holds that last aid could be either a kerv or a pusel, and Rabbi Akiva holds that last aid must be a kerv and cannot be someone that is generally pusel as an aid. And Rabbi Zeir continues, but if you have a case where there's a get mekusha which has 3 folds and there are only 2 edim, divrei akol, then Benanis agrees to Rabbi Akiva that ein mishlim lav ela kerv, and as the last aid you can only use a kerv and you cannot use a pusel. So as we saw, Rabbi Zeir brought this memra from Rav Bashilta. So Amalei Rabbi Zeir Rav Bashilta, when Rabbi Zeir heard this memra from Rav Bashilta, he asked him as follows: Mechti, let's see, kol shlosh b'mekusha kishnayim b'pashadami. As we said, the minimum amount of witnesses that you need in a get mekusha is 3 witnesses, and therefore 3 witnesses in a get mekusha is similar to having 2 witnesses in a standard get. So ma hasam karav loy afachanami karav loy. So l'chayr, we should say this is like when you have a standard get or a standard shtar, and there's a requirement to have 2 witnesses. Certainly, one of those witnesses can't be a karav. So over here also, by a get mekusha, if you only have 2 signatures, then you should have to fill the 3rd signature with a ed kusha, and you should not be able to use either a ed pusel, and you shouldn't even be able to use a karav as your last aid. Gemara continues. So Amalei, so Rav Bashilta responded to Rav Zeira, Afli didi kashli, I also had this kasha when I heard this memra from Rav Nuna Saba, Vishilta to Rav Nuna Saba, and I asked this question to Rav Nuna Saba at the time that he told me this memra, Rav Nuna, Rav Adabahava, and Rav Nuna told me that he also had this problem, and he asked this to Rav Adabahava, who told him the memra, but Amalei and Rav Adabahava told Rav Nuna, Hanach l'shleish b'mekusha d'lav d'raisa, that you can't ask me a question, but they gave the 3rd witness on a get mekusha, as the whole concept of a get mekusha was only a takon rabbi. Rabbanon, and it's not a din d'oraisa, and therefore, since the whole takana to have three witnesses was only instituted by Rabbanon, so the Meiklin said that that third witness can be a kariv and does not have to be an eid kosher. And the Gemara continues, Tani Nami Hachi, we learned similarly in a braisa, get kareach, when you have a get that's bald and is missing one signature of a get makusha, ksharev shiva, so if there are seven folds of eid of shisha, and there are six eidim, or shisha of eid of chamisha, there are six folds and only five witnesses that sign, or chamisha of eid of abar, there are five folds and four eidim, or above eid of shlesha, four folds and three witnesses, at kam machlekes benatas Rabbi Kiva, in these cases, there's machlekes between benatas Rabbi Kiva, as to who could be a filler for that last aid, hishlom of eved, benatas omer of vlad kosher, and if you use an eved, or someone that's an eid kapusel, benatas said, the vlad is kosher, and it's a valid get, Rabbi Kiva omer, and as we learned in Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva holds that if you actually use an eved, or someone that's an eid kapusel, the vlad would be a mamzer, and it would not be a valid get. However, of course, Rabbi Kiva would say, that if the eid was a kariv, it would be a valid get. And the Brisa continues and says exactly like we saw from Abzira, Avakshar Shlesha of Eid of Shnayim. However, if you have a get Mekusha that has three folds and only has two witnesses that signed onto this get, Divyakal, Ein Mashlim Lav Ela Karv, then even Benanis agrees to Rabbi Kiva that Rabbanan Mum Sakin, that the third aid has to be a Karv and cannot be an aid puzzle. And of course, this Brisa is exactly as Abzira brought. And the Gemara now says, Rabbi Yasif Master Kusha, when Rabbi Yasif taught this member of Abzira, instead of saying Avakshar Shlesha of Eid of Shnayim, Divyakal, Ein Mashlim Lav Ela Karv, he actually had a version that if you had three folds and you only have two eidim, then for that last eid and for that third eid, then all agree that you could only use a kashal eidus and you can't even use a karv. And of course, according to this version, Rabbi Zeira never asked this question to Rabbi Bashilta that lachir kol shleish b'mekusha kishnayim pashadami ma'hasam karv loy afachanami karv loy. As a lachanami, this was goof for the point of Rabbi Zeira that once you only have two eidim by a get mekusha and you don't have the third eidim which is required by the rabbanon, so the rabbanon will misaken their get mekusha ke'in deraisa, and therefore they require that you have to have a full-fledged eid kosher, and you can't even use an eid kariv. And the Gemara now asks, how could Rabbi Yisrael say that this is what Rabbi Zeira stated, but we just had a Tanina Mehochi, and that Brisa also said the Lashon, that in Mashlim Lav Ela Kariv, and the Gemara asks, but Tanya Kariv, we just learned in the Brisa that you're allowed to use a kariv for the third aid in a get mekusha. And the Gemara states, Amar Papa, in a chenami, according to Rabbi Yisrael, Tani Kasha, that in this Brisa, he also will change the version of Brisa, and the way to read the last line of the Brisa is, Avakshar Shlesh of Eid of Shnayim, Divyakol, in Mashlim Lav Ela Kasha. And the Gemara continues, Amar Bechran, Lehushubay Ela Eid Echad Kariv Bilvad, that even when we said that it's kosher to use as a filler, either like Rabbi Kiva Kariv, or like Benanis, either a Kariv or a Puzzle, that was only for one of the witnesses, Aval Trey Loi, but you're not allowed to use a Kariv or a Puzzle for two of the witnesses, Dilma Asal Kumi Betray Kravim Vichad Kasha, as if you'll use two Eidim that are Kariv or Puzzle, then it could come out that when Bezdin is trying to confirm the witnesses, the signatures of the Eidim, that they may actually go and verify two of the signatures which were Eidim that were Kravim, and only one of the signatures that they'll verify will be of an Eid Kasher, and of course the get would not be valid in that scenario. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rav Ashi, and Rav Ashi explains, Masisa Nabi Deka, the Brisa that we just brought beforehand, is also going to be a Raya to this Yisrael Rabbi Ikran, that we only allowed one filler Eid to be a Karva Puzzle, and you can't have two filler Eidim that are Kravim or Psulim. And the Gemara continues, that Pei Bezim Alav, to come a Dalai Vitani, Chad Chad, Shma Mina, by the fact that when the Brisa was giving examples of what is a get Kareach, it gave us four examples, and all four examples, it gave us scenarios where there was only missing one of the Eidim, and you were using either according to Ben Nanas a Karv or Puzzle, or according to Rabbi Kiva, a Karv. So we see that you're only allowed to have one filler Eid, and you can't have more than one filler Eid. And as we saw beforehand, that the Brisa stated, get Kareach, Sharv Shiva Ve'ed of Shisha, Shisha Ve'ed of Chamisha, Chamisha Ve'ed of Abba, Abba Ve'ed of Shlesha. So we see that we only gave examples where we were missing one signature, and if we want to teach you a greater chiddush, we should have said that we have an example of a get kareach where you had seven folds and you only had five eidim, for example. In that case, you could also fill the get with two eidim that are either psulim or kravim. And by the fact that the Brisa did not mention such a scenario, it must be that Rabbi Yechon is correct. They could only use a maximum of one eid who's a karv or puzzle as a filler in a get kareach. And the Gemara continues, Amar Baya, Baya states Shma Mino, by the fact that the Mishnah doesn't mention anything about the next in, it must be that high karv chasim iboy bein betchila bein beemtza bein besayif, that this karv or this puzzle that signs onto a get mekusha and signs onto a get kareach can execute the get either at the beginning or the middle or at the end, and there was no specific position that the rabbanon required him to sign onto the get. And as Abaye explains, memai, and how do I know that this is true? Midlay kavalei makayim, since the rabbanon did not mention such a requirement in our mishnah, therefore it must be that they did not have akpada and one eid puzzle or one eid karv can sign at any point in the get. And Abaye continues, Shema Mino, Mikol Tlasim Mekayimina, V'loi Bein Ritzuvim. I could also prove to you that when Rabbanu required that you have to be Mekayim, three witnesses in a get Mekusha, then they did not require that those witnesses have to be Mekayim, Ritzuvim, in order and consecutively. But when Bezim wants to be Mekayim, they eat him, they can be Mekayim, any three witnesses that executed this get. And before we continue with Abaye's Raya, let's just remember that Rabbi Yechon just taught us, even though by a get Mekusha, the Rabbanu allowed that there could be an 8 karav or an 8 pasul. However, Rabbi Yechon said, that Rabbanon said that you can't have more than one aid who is a karav or pasul. And Rabbi Yechon explained, because if you have more than one karav, then possibly when you come to be Mekayim the Edim, you'll be Mekayim two of the witnesses who are Kravim and only one witness who's a Kasher. And this, of course, would not be a valid Kiyam. And therefore, Abaye now brings a riot to his side based on the point of Rabbi Yechon. And Abaye continues, Isak Adaitrabin Ritzufim, if you will tell me that you have to verify the signatures of the witnesses consecutively, and for example, if you verify witness number one, you have to verify two and three as well, or if you verify number five, you have to verify five, six, and seven, but likvele makam haikar betchila b'amsa b'saif, then I'll give you an etzah. The Rabbanu should have made a takana and said that every time we have three edim, then the karav has to sign either at the beginning of every three witnesses, or at the end of three witnesses, or in the middle of three witnesses. So for example, if Reuven is a karav apostle, and he signs a position number one of the get, then you would have to have two edim kshirim that sign after him. If Reuven signs in position number two, which is the middle of the three edim, then there would be a kasha in position number one, a pasul in position number two, and a kasha in position number three. If the karav signed at the last of the three edim, then you'll have a kasha as position number one and number two, and a karav as position number three. Now, Abaye continues, V'lichshe be'tuva, and l'chayu, why did Rabbi Yechon say they could only have one aid who's a karav pasul? L'chayu should be able to have even multiple edim that are kravim. And to explain this in greater detail, if the only way Bezin can verify signatures of edim is by verifying three signatures that are signed in a row and consecutively, then there will never be a chash that Bezin will verify this get through verifying the signatures of two edim who are kravim and only one aid kasha, as if the karav has to sign at the beginning of each group of three edim. For example, if you have a get with nine edim, then aid number one can be a karav, two and three must be kshayim, number four once again can be a karav, number five and six must be kshayim, number seven can be a karav, and then eight and nine must be kshayim. And if Bezin must verify the signatures in a row and consecutively, you'll never have two kravim within any consecutive group of three edim, and therefore this chash of Rabbi Yechon is irrelevant. Therefore, it must be that Bezin can verify the signatures from any three signatures in this get, and ultimately they may verify signature number one, number four, and number seven. And in this case, they will have verified three kravim and no kshirim, which is of course not a valid kiyum get. And the same cheshbon would apply if the karav signs in the middle of each group of three edim, and for example, in our scenario, in position 2, 5, and number eight, or at the end of each group of three edim, and for example, in positions 3, 6, and 9. And the Gemara continues, ki asla kamid Rab Ami, that we came in front of Rab Ami, and Rashi says this was actually a maishaya, that it was a get mekusha shle hismoy edim lemin ksharv, that it was a get mekusha where they didn't have the proper amount of edim based on the amount of folds, and it was a get kareach, vasef v'edim afenenu, and the seif and edim was still in front of us, v'adayin le'nimsela, and they still didn't give the get to Rachel, and therefore they were able to fix this get by adding another aid. And Amalei and Rab Ami stated, you can even go and use an Eved Menashuk who's an aid pasul to be a filler as the last aid, as we passing like Benanis and not like Rabbi Kiva. And I am Rishonim that say that even though generally we passing like Rabbi Kiva Mechaveri, over here it seems that the Gemara is passing like Benanis, but I am Rishonim, who some explain that we actually passing like Rabbi Kiva, I am Sham, Hadlon Chazerik, Hadlon Chazerik, Hadlon Chazerik. And we continue with the last parak in Masechtas Gittin and the next Mishnah. And we previously mentioned that when Reuven gives a get to his wife Rachel, when he delivers the get, he has to say Harezi Gitech, and according to Taisis and Daf Ayin Chesem Alf, he even has to say Harei Muteres Chol Adam, and this would be potentially a Din Deraisa. However, other Rishonim learn that all you have to say is Harezi Gitech, and you don't have to say Harei Muteres Chol Adam. But our Mishnah begins and says Hamagarsh Shishtai V'Amala, that if Reuven is giving a get to his wife Rachel, and he tells her at the time that he's giving her the get Harei Muteres Chol Adam El Pleni, that you should be mutter to get married to anyone. However, you should not be able to get married to Shimon. The Mishnah brings a machlekes. Rabbi Lezer says this get is a valid get, and therefore Rachel is no longer an Eishish, and she could go get married. The Chum Yusim, however, the Chum say this is not a valid get at all, and she can't get married to anyone, and she's a full-fledged Eishish. And if Rachel would be Mizana, there would be Chiyav of Mises Bezdin. And the Mishnah continues, Ketzed Yasa, according to Chumim, what should Reuven do in order to make sure that this get would be valid? Yitlani Yemeno, he should take the get back from Rachel, v'yachsev itnan la, and he should once again deliver the get to Rachel, v'yomala, and now he should say to her, harei mutaris l'chadam, that he should be mutter to all people, and this way it would be a valid nesina. And even though originally when Reuven delivered the get to Rachel, it was not a valid nesina, and the get was not valid, however, the get does not become possible because there was nothing specifically wrong with the get, and it was only a chesar in the nesina, and right now you could fix the nesina by re-giving it to Rachel, and by saying harei mutaris l'chadam. And the Rishonim explained that even according to those that say that generally all you have to say is harei zegitech, however over here, since you already said harei mutaris l'chadam eloplani, in order to fix that statement, if you'd only say harei zegitech, so one may think that he still is going with the original statement, and he wasn't chosen from his statement of harei mutaris l'chadam eloplani, and therefore specifically over here, he has to say harei mutaris l'chadam. However, of course, according to Taisus beforehand, on daf ayin chesem and aleph, it makes sense that any time that you give a get to your wife, you have to say a lashon of harei mutaris l'chadam. However, ayin Taisus read on the side of the Gemara, where he says that even in our case, the Mishnah doesn't mean that you have to dafka say harei mutaris l'chadam, and even if Reuven only says harei zegitech, it would be a valid get. And the Mishnah continues that according to Chum Kasvu B'teichai, if Reuven would have written this lashon in the get itself, and it would have stated harei mutaris l'chadam eloplani, so by writing this lashon, this was an actual psul in the get itself, and therefore afal pisha chazu makay psul according to Rabbanan, even though Reuven went and he erased these words and he wrote it properly, and then he wrote harei mutaris l'chadam, the get would still be psul, and you would not be able to use this get to divorce your wife. The Gemara begins, Ibailu, we have the following shayla, and on Mishnah we use the terminology that he said to Rachel, harei mutaris l'chadam el l'plani, and generally prior to this Mishnah, the Mishnah when speaking about a condition said the lashon of almanas, and therefore it is mashma that we're not talking about a similar scenario as previous Mishnayis, and therefore the Gemara has the shayla, hay ella, this lashon of the Mishnah of ella chutzu oy almanasu. The Mishnah referred to a case where Reuven said to Rachel that he should be mutter to everyone aside for Pliny, and therefore he's saying that this get is actually not chal legabi Pliny, and he's still considered ish zish legabi Pliny, or is the lashon ella referring to a similar case of almanas, and really Reuven is saying to Rachel that this get is full fledged get, and you're not considered ish zish to anyone, including Shimon. However, I'm making a side condition that you can't go and marry Shimon as a condition to the validity of this get, and if you will ever go and marry Shimon, then the melu you mevatel the tnai, and therefore the entire get would be batel. And the Gemara will now explain the two tzadim of the shayla chutzu v'chutzu the pligra rabbanan led rablezer da shayla beget. Do we say that the Mishnah meant to say that Reuven said to Rachel that he should be mutter to everyone aside for Shimon? It's only in this case with rabbanan arguing rablezer, and they say it's not a valid get, as there is a concern in the creases of this get because Reuven did not allow Rachel to get married to every single person, and therefore it's not considered a full-fledged creases. And the Gemara on daf pei beis and aleph will explain what the sheet of rablezer is in this scenario. But if it would be a case where Reuven said to Shimon, you should be mutter to everyone, however, making condition that you can't get married to Shimon, even Rabbanan would agree to Rabbi Eleza that it would be a valid get, just like we find that a person could make a tnai in a get. And for example, if Reuven says to Rachel that I'm giving you this get on condition that you don't drink wine for 30 days, it is a valid get. And over here also, since Reuven said that I'm giving you this get on condition that you don't marry Shimon, and there's a potential that Shimon could die during the lifetime of Rachel, and therefore this tnai is not something that is keeping the attachment between Rachel and Reuven forever, as it's possible that at some point in Rachel's life, this tnai will no longer affect her, and therefore the Rabbanan agreed to Rabbi Eleza that it would be a valid get. And the Gemara continues to explain the other side of the shayla, oidilma, or do we say that when Reuven said to Rachel, harei mutaris l'chadam el l'plani, and he used a lashon of ella, this lashon of ella, el amanasu, it refers to a condition, uva amanasu the pligra Rabbi Eleza ad Rabbanan, the only time that Rabbi Eleza actually said that this get is valid is only in a case where Reuven made a tnai, and since the get was chal completely, and really Rachel is mutter l'chol ha'ilam kula, including Shimon, and there's a side tnai that states that Reuven said to Rachel that you can't marry Shimon, but the ma'aseh the get created a full-fledged krisus, as really Rachel is no longer an eish tzish at all, and therefore the get is valid according to Rabbi Eleza. And Rabbanan argue on Rabbi Eleza in the case of almanas, as although in a chenami it seems that Reuven said that you're mutter l'chol, and therefore it was a valid krisus, and although generally Reuven could say to Rachel that I'm giving you this get al tnai, however over here where the tnai is that she can't go and marry Shimon, in effect he's actually saying to her that I'm giving this get chutz mi Shimon, and he's still also the Shimon, and therefore it's not a valid krisus. And the Gemara continues, avu b'chutz meida da shayla beget. However, Rabbi Eleza would be meida to Rabbanan that certainly if Reuven said to Rachel that he should be mutter l'chol adam chutz mi plaini, then certainly that's considered a shear in the get, and therefore it is not a valid krisus, and the get would not be valid. And the Gemara continues, Rabbeinu's Amar Ravina. So Ravina says, Tashma, I'll bring you a raya that the shayla and the machlek is between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbanon is benegeya chutz and not benegeya almanas, as the Mishnah Negoyim states, kolabatim and time benegoyim, that all houses can become tummy through a neged tzaras, el shal evichavim, aside for a house of evichavim. And the Gemara says, I am a bishleim a chutzu shapir. If we're going to explain that the word elo in the Mishnah Masechta Negoyim refers to a lashon chutz, and it means that all houses could become tummy through a nega, except for the home of evichavim that cannot become tummy based on a nega, so then it makes a lot of sense. Eli amid almanasu. However, if we say that when a Mishnah uses a lashon elo, it refers to a tnai, so you can't explain the Mishnah Negoyim very well, as it wouldn't make sense to say that almanasu le mitame bata evichavim hu de mitame bata Yisrael. If the houses of evichavim cannot become tummy through a nega tzras, then the houses of a Jew can become tummy through a nega tzras. Hamitame bata evichavim, but if the houses of evichavim can become tummy lo mitame bata Yisrael, then when we say that the house of klai Yisrael cannot become tummy through a nega tzras, of course this doesn't make sense. Void. And another question, we know for certain that the house of Chavim cannot actually become Tamei, because with Tanya we learned in the Baisa, from the Sati Neged Tzras, Beis Eretz Chuzaschem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us that he will place a Neged Tzras in the houses of our land of Achuzah, and we learn out, Eretz Chuzaschem and Tamei Negayim, only those lands that are Chuzaschem, which belong to Klai Yisrael, could become Tamei through Negayim, Ve'im Bata Ev Chavim and Tamei Negayim. However, the house of Chavim, even if they're in Eretz Yisrael, cannot become Tamei through Negayim. Therefore, it must be that when the Mishnah Masechta Negayim stated, is telling us a proper halacha that the only homes that could become tummy through a neged tzaras is only house of Klai Yisrael. However, the homes of Evichavim cannot become tummy through a neged tzaras. And I am in Mefarshim who discuss why is it that the Gemara had to say the second question of Va'id, if l'chayr, both of these questions seem to be very similar. And the Gemara therefore says, El Shema Minah, Chutzu Shema Minah. Therefore, we have valid raya from the Mishnah, Masechta Zgoyim, that the Lashon of Ella, when used in the Mishnah, is translated as Chutz, is translated as accept, and therefore, in our Mishnah, when Reuven said to Rachel, "Hariyah Muteres Chodam El Leplani," the Mishnah is telling us that the machlekes between Rabbi Lezer and Chachamim is only in a case where Reuven said to Rachel, "You should be mutter to everyone, and you should not be mutter to Shimon," and it wasn't a tnai. However, if Reuven would say to Rachel, "Hariyah Muteres Chodam Al Menashe Loiti Nasi LeShimon," then that would be a valid tnai, and even Chachamim would be moider that it's a valid get, and Rachel is considered a full-fledged grusha, just that there's a tnai that she can't go and get married to Shimon. And I in the last thesis on the Amid where he points out that at times the lashon of Ella doesn't mean chutz and it doesn't mean amanas either, as we find in the first Mishnah Masechta Zvachim that states kol zvachim shenizbuchu shalei lishman ksheirin el shalei olu l'bailam shem chayva. And over there the lashon Ella refers to rak or aval. And our Gemara continues, masis leka haitana, our Mishnah is not going like the following Tana of the following Braisa, as our Mishnah stated that the only time machlekes of Rabbi Lez and Rabbanu is relevant is in the case where Reuven said to Rachel, harei amuteres l'chadam chutz l'plaini. But if we would say harei amuteres l'chadam and he would say amanas, then there would be no machlekes, and even the Chum would agree that it's a valid get. But the Maisa, we have a Braisa not like that, the Tanya, as we learned to Braisa, Amr Beis Rabbi Yehuda, Beis Rabbi Yehuda stated, Le'nech Rab Lez V'Chum Mal Megarish Yisishtu V'Amala, Harei Amutaraz V'Chum Chutz B'Plaini She'inu Megarishas, that certainly even Rab Lez agrees to Chumim, that's not considered a valid crisis. If Reuven says to Rachel, you should be mutter to anyone, Chutz L'Plaini. However, Al Manechku, where was the machlekes between Rab Lez V'Chumim, Al Megarish Yisishtu V'Amala, if Reuven is Megarish Rachel and says to her, Harei Amutaraz V'Chum Al Menashe Loitinas L'Plaini, on condition that you don't marry Shimon, when continuing on that pay bays on bays, Rabbi Lezer matal chadam chutz meisayish. Rabbi Lezer says it's a valid get, and therefore Rachel will be mutter to go and marry anyone in the world except for Shimon, because then she would be over on a tnai, and therefore memela lemafrei the get would be batal. The chacham meisim and the chacham say the get is not valid at all, as the chacham still considers this a chesar and a krisis, as we explained. And the Gemara will now first explain the basis of the machlekes between Rabbi Lezer and the chachamim, according to the way Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda understood the machlekes that the chaylik in the case of almanas. And the Gemara states, my time with Rabbi Lezer, why is it Rabbi Lezer says it's a valid get, me to have a kol tanai be'almo, as this is similar to every tanai in the world. And as we explained, there's no chesaron and krisis if Reuven says to Rachel that this is your get, however, I don't allow you to drink wine for 30 days. And over here also, Reuven said to Rachel, this is your get, however, I don't want you to marry Shimon. And since this tanai is not something that will necessarily last the entire lifetime of Rachel, as it's possible that Shimon will predecease Rachel, therefore it's a valid tanai, and it's not a chesaron and krisis. However, Rabbanon kol tanai da alma loy shayle beget hacha shayle beget. Rabbanon say that although of course I agree there's a concept of tnayim b'degei gittin, however all tnayim don't affect people, and Rachel is really mutter to get married to anyone, and there's a side tnai, for example, that Reuven said to Rachel, you can't drink wine for 30 days. However, over here Reuven was mishayir in the get, and he said that you can't marry a specific person. And Zok Rashi came in to ask him b'hadash loy l'nasa l'zeh, since Reuven made a tnai tnai with Rachel that you can't get married to Shimon, nimsa shleitir gets elucha adam. Therefore, although in form it seems that it actually was a tnai and not a chesaron increases, however, you can't look at form over substance and reality. And in essence, he actually is making Rachel also to Shimon, and therefore it's not a valid creases, and that's why it's not a valid get according to Rabbanon. Feed a version of Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda that had the machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbanon, but in the case of Almanas, however, in the case of Chutz, that even Rabbi Elazar would agree to Rabbanon that it's not considered a creases, and therefore it's not a valid get. And the Gemara will now continue and explain the basis for the machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbanon according to our Mishnah that learned that the case to where there's machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbanon is a case where Reuven said to Rachel, however, in the case of Almanas, even Rabbanon would agree to Rabbi Elazar that meet the avakol tnai the amo that it's considered a krisis, and therefore, as long as Reuven said this as a tnai, it would be a valid get. Gemara explains mastista kimna b'chutz my time at Rabbi Elazar, and on Mishnah we explained this talking about a scenario where Reuven said to Rachel, harei mitusel chaladam chutz mirushimin. So l'chayyur, what's pshan Rabbi Elazar? L'chayyur, there should be a chesaron and krisis. And the Gemara will bring two terutzim, and the basis of both terutzim in the Gemara is that in essence, of course, there's a chesaron and krisis over here, and there's no way to say that by leaving Shimon out and saying that this get is only valid for everyone else in the world, and it's not valid for Shimon, then certainly there's a chesaron increases. However, we learn from Psukim that in this case it would still be a valid get, as on Rabbi Yani, Mishum Zokin Echad, as Rabbi Yani says in the name of a Zokin, Amakra, the Pasuk states in Kiseitze, V'yotzer Mebeis of Ahochav Hoysel Ishacha, that when Reuven gives her get to Rachel, she will go out of his house and she'll go and marry another man. We understand from this Pasuk, Afidu Leitira El Ishacha, even if Reuven gave Rachel a get, and this get only allowed her to get married to one specific person or to one other person, Harezu Mugeshes, it would be a valid get. And certainly in our case, where Reuven said to Rachel, you could get married to anyone, and I'm just leaving out one person, that surely is considered a get. And even though in a svara, it might sound like there's not a krisis, we have Xeris Akasa to teach us that it is a valid get. And the Gemara continues that L'chira, if Rabbi Elazar has his pasuk, so why do Rabbanon argue? The Gemara states, Rabbanon, hi ish, l'chol ish v'ish, when the pasuk says, v'hois l'ish achar, it doesn't mean that she will go and get married to one other person. And we understand the pasuk as telling us that at this point, Rachel could get married to any man that she wants. And the Gemara continues and brings in another pasuk in order to explain the shita of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yechon Omar, Soma Geris, Rabbanon Amri, that Rabbanon state, time of Rabbi Elazar Mehacha, that the reason that Rabbi Elazar says that even if Reuven said to Rachel, Harei Mutarz Adam Chutz Mishimin, it is a valid get, even though it seems not to be a krisis, as when the Torah in Pashas Emma says that a kohen is also to marry Grusha, pasuk states, Isha Zayin V'chalal Lo Yikachu V'Isha Grusha Me Isha Lo Yikachu K'Kadai Shu Lelekav. As we know, the Gemara Masechti Yavamas teaches us that there's a concept of a reich get which passes by a kohen, and even if Reuven, who's a kohen, gives a get to his wife Rachel, which states Harei Mugreshes Mimeni, that you should be Mugreshes from me, V'at Mutarz Adam, but you should not be mutter to anyone in the world, and therefore she's still really an Eish Sish to every single person in the world. The pasuk teaches us that even though this Isha is only Grusha Me'isha, is only divorced from her husband, then it's still considered that she has a Shem Grusha. And for example, if after Reuven gave this get to Rachel, Reuven dies, Rachel would still no longer be able to get married to another Kayin, and if Reuven is alive and he's a Kayin, Reuven would no longer be able to stay married to Rachel because she's considered a Grusha. And therefore, Rabbi Yechon, in order Rabbanon explained the Shita Rabbi Elazar that since we learn out of pasuk, Afilo Niskasha Al Me'isha, that even if Rachel is only divorced from her husband, Nifsal Menakuna, it's still considered that she's a Grusha, and therefore she's Pasuk Menakuna, Am Havigita, so we see that such a get is a valid get, in our case as well, even though Reuven said to Rachel, Harei Mutasel Chodom, Chutz Mishimin, it would still be a valid get, and she'd be Mutal Chol Adam, aside for Shimon. The Gemara continues, so we understand the Shita of Rabbi Elazar, but Lemaisa, according to Rabbanon, why can't they learn from this Pasuk that it is a valid get? And the Gemara explains, Rabbanon, Issakuna Shiny, Rabbanon say that Pasuk in Pashas Emor is specifically talking about the Issa B'degeya Koyin, and as Rashi says, Shuri Ben Akasa Mitzvah Zaseiris, that since Koyhanim have multiple mitzvahs that Yisraelim don't have, for example, they can eat Truma while Yisraelim can't, and they can't be Metamis to certain Mesim while Yisrael can, therefore you can't bring a Raya from a Pasuk that's Negeya to one of the Yisuri Kuna, as the Yisuri Kuna have different definitions than the Dinim of Yisrael. And it's very important to keep in mind that although the Gemara came out, that there are two different ways to understand the Machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Chachamim, and on Mishnah we understand that the only time the Machlekes of Rabbi Elazar and Chachamim is relevant is where Reuven said to Rachel, Harei Mugresh L'cha Adam Chutz Mishimin. However, in the case of Almanas, even Rabbanon would agree to Rabbi Elazar, it's a valid get, and the Braisa we said that Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Chachamim is specifically in the case where there was a Tnai, and Reuven said to Rachel, Harei Mutarz L'cha Adam Almanas, that you don't get married to Shimon. However, in a case where he would say Chutz, then even Rabbi Elazar would agree that it's not a valid get. However, as we will see in a long braisa that we will find that Pei Gimel Menalf, which will be the topic of tomorrow's daf, and we will see that it's even possible that some Tanoim may hold that the machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and Chachamim is specifically in the case where Reuven said to Rachel, "Harei mitaras chadam al menas that you don't get married to Shimon." However, if they would have said chutz, then even Rabbi Elazar would agree to Chachamim that would be a valid get. And therefore, our Gemara that we just saw is not the last word of this sugya, and we will have to get further into this when we learn tomorrow's daf. And the Gemara continues, "Boyu Rabbi Abba." Rabbi Abba had the following shaila: "Bekedushin heich, what would be the din if you had a similar case b'negei kedushin?" And Rashi says this shaila is not regarding a case of almanash, but the shaila is if Reuven says to Rachel, "Hiskachi li, you should be mekudeshes to me, liyasa l'chol adam, you should be asa to every single person in the world, chutz b'plaini, aside for Shimon." And this case certainly you said the kloshin chutz. And the Gemara states, "Tibayl Rabbi Elazar, tibayl Rabbanan." This shaila is according to Rabbi Elazar and according to Rabbanan, based on our Mishnah, which said that the machlek is between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbanan is in a case where Reuven said to Rachel, "Harei umetaz l'chol adam, chutz mishimin." And the Gemara explains, "Tibayl Rabbi Elazar, my shaila is according to Rabbi Elazar. I'd kind of like come Rabbi Elazar hacha that maybe the only time Rabbi Elazar says b'negei gerishin that is a valid get el mishum nechsivi krai because he had two different psukim which were xeris hakasa to teach us that it's a valid get. Either he had the pasuk of v'yatzim in base of halcha v'yisul shachar or the pasuk b'negei koyin of isha grusha meisha lo yikachu while hasam kinyin mali b'inon but b'negei kedushin where the pasuk says ki yikach yishisha and you need a kinyin malia. So by saying chutz mishimin it's not a full fledged kinyin and even Rabbi Elazar would agree that it's not a valid kedushin or dilma v'yatzim v'hoisa. Or do we say that we always compare the dinim of kedushin to the dinim of gerushin? As Rashi says, akasha v'yilitzia and the kibin of gerushin have a get. And since Rabbi Elazar holds it's a valid get, b'negei gerushin hachinami have a kedushin. Therefore, over here also it's a valid kedushin. V'nestor l'chol and Rachel will be also to everyone chutz me'isa ish aside for Shimon. And the Gemara continues to b'leil rabbanon. Now Rabbi Abba says that my shaila is also according to the rabbanon, as I kind of like rabbanon hachah that maybe the only time the rabbanon said b'negei gerushin is not a valid get, it'll be in increases of lekha because they said that you require creases and there is no creases over here because the ma'isa she will be also still to Shimon. I will hustle, but b'negei kedushin where Reuven says to Rachel, "Harei mekudeshes li aside for Shimon." So kinyan kaldu l'ma'isa, all you require is some sort of a kinyan, and l'ma'isa she's still mekudeshes to Reuven, b'negei all the rest of the people, and there's no din of creases, and therefore would be a valid kedushin. Or dilma v'yatzav ha'isa, or maybe the rabbanon would also say that since the pasuk says v'yatzav ha'isa, we are makish havaya liyatzia, and therefore the kedushin would not be valid. And the Gemara states l'basti boile hadapashta that after Rabbi Abba had the shayla, he was pashut that bein Rabbi Elazar bein rabbanon bein involved v'yatzav ha'isa that both the court Rabbi Elazar and rabbanon they learned the din of v'yatzav ha'isa and we makish havaya liyatzia. And as Rashi states that if Reuven says to Rachel, "Harei mekudeshes li chutz mishimin," then the din is that according to Rabbi Elazar would be a valid kedushin, and according to Rabbanan it would not be a valid kedushin. And before continuing, let's review a din that we had in Masechtas Yevamos on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. The Mishnah stated that since the pasuk states ki yeshu ach miachtav umis echman yevam yavilah, so we learned that a woman who was married to two brothers will not be able to fall yibum, as we learn mishaleh zikas yavam echad v'loy shaleh zikas shnei yavim. And the case that we were discussing in Masechtas Yevamos is where Reuven was married to Rachel and Reuven died without having had any children, so Rachel fall yibum to Shimon and to Levi, and Shimon did maimit to Rachel, which is a kedushin rabbanon, so she is now considered attached to Shimon, and she is also still considered attached to Reuven, since maimo isn't considered strong enough to break her ties to Reuven, and therefore, if Shimon now dies before Shimon performs yibum to Rachel, Levi cannot do yibum to Rachel, since Rachel is considered to be falling yibum based on her connection to both Reuven and Shimon. And our Gemara now continues, Amar Abaya, Abaya states, Intim Salema Isil Rabba Abba, if we hold like the din of Rabba Abba, that b'negei kedushin, there's still a machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Chachamim, and Rabbi Elazar hold that if Reuven says to Rachel, "Harei at mekudeshesli," aside from Shimon, that it's a valid kedushin. So if Bar Reuven v'kitcha chutzim Shimon, if Reuven would come and be mekadesh Rachel and say that you mekudeshes to me aside for b'negei my brother Shimon, uba Shimon, and then Reuven's brother Shimon goes and v'kitcha chutz Reuven as mekadesh Rachel aside from Reuven u'mesu shneim, and then Reuven and Shimon both die, misyabem as a Levi, Levi could still do yibum to Rachel ve'ina nikayir ba ishi shnei mesim. And we don't consider this a case where Rachel was married to Reuven and Shimon. We don't apply the din of Mishaleh Zikas Yavim Echad V'loi Shaleh Zikas Shnei Yavman. And the Gemara explains, my time, what is the reason? Because Kedusha de Reuven Ahanu, when Reuven was Mekadesh Rachel, it was certainly a valid Kedushin, because we hold like Rabbi Elazar that if he said Arei Mekadesh as Chutz Mishimon, it is a valid Kedushin. And Reuven's Kedushin took effect on Rachel that she became Asa to every single person in the world aside from Shimon. However, Kedusha de Shimon Lo Yahanu, the Kedusha of Shimon didn't do away for anything, as L'maisa prior to Shimon being Mekadesh, she was already Asa Akuli Amo, and now that Shimon was Mekadesh, she's still Asa Akuli Amo, since Shimon said that you Mekudeshes to me Chutz Meruvain. So prior to Shimon being Mekadesh her, she was Mutter to Reuven, and even after Shimon was Mekadesh her, she's still Mutter to Reuven, and therefore Shimon's Kedushin was not effective at all, and it's not a valid Kedushin, and therefore Rachel's not considered married to Shimon at all, and therefore she's not considered Eisha Shnei Mesim. The Gemara continues, Ve'el Eisha Shnei Mesim Heich Mishkachas La, and if you want to find a case where you do find a Ptur that a woman is married to two Mesim, and therefore she's not going to be Chayiv and Ibum, Rashi says, Behayin Yonah de Rabbi Abba, in a similar case to the scenario of Rabbi Abba, where Reuven said to Rachel, Harei Mekudeshes Li Chutz Mishimin, Rashi is about warning that certainly we have a case where we know of a scenario of Eish Shnei Mesim, which is the case of Maimon that we mentioned from Masechet Yevamos, but the Gemara is now asking where would we find such a case, even in a scenario that is similar to the case of Rabbi Abba. The Gemara explains, Gagoyin Shabar Reuven Mekitcha Chutz Mishimin, this is in a scenario where Reuven was Bekadesh Rachel and he said, Harei Mekudeshes Li Chutz Mishimin, and except for my brother Shimon, who bought Shimon Bekitcha Stam, and then Reuven's brother Shimon was Bekadesh Rachel, and he said, Harei Mekudeshes Li, he did not accept Reuven, and therefore he was really trying to be Mekadesh completely, and even trying to ask her on Reuven. In that case, since he actually tutored something, because it now shall be also to Reuven as well. Therefore, we consider Rachel to be married to two brothers, and she's married both to Reuven and to Shimon. And therefore, at this point, if both Reuven and Shimon die, then Levi would not be able to do Yibam with her, as we learn, Mishaleh Zikas Yavim Echa, Veloy Shaleh Zikas Shnei Yavim, and Lemaisa Rachel is considered Eishes Shnei Mesim. As the Gemara explains, the Kedusha Reuven Ahana Lemesul Alma, as the Kedusha of Reuven was considered a valid Kedusha because it asked her on Kuli Alma, the Kedusha of Shimon Ahana Lemesul Reuven, and now the Kedusha of Shimon also took effect as it had validity, since through Shimon's Kedushin, he's causing Rachel to become Asa to Reuven. And just something to think about at this point, if Rachel is married to Reuven and Shimon, what is that relevant to? And the Chayra Pashtus, it would definitely be relevant to Yibam, as we see over here. Number two, if Reuven marries Rachel and Reuven is Yisrael, he says, Harei Mekudeshes Li Chutz Mishimon, and then Shimon, who is a Kohen and is not the brother of Reuven, says to Rachel, Harei Mekudeshes Li, then Chayra, at this point, Rachel should be able to eat Truma, as she is considered Mekudeshes to Shimon, and Shimon is a Kohen, and she's considered his kin kaspai. Definitely have to think about if Reuven could have beer with Rachel, or if Shimon could have beer with Rachel, or if none of them could have beer with Rachel. And Ayin Rishonim, we don't discuss this point directly, but L'chayr from the Mashmais of Rishonim, potentially there is a hint as to understanding the outcome of these questions. And the Gemara continues, Baya 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 will ask the following Shaila, and as Taisa points out, this Shaila will be relevant both according to the Shita Rabbi Elazar and according to the Shita Rabbanon. And Abaya asked the following Shaila, Amalah Harei Mutaris Chodom Chutz Meruvin V'Shimon. If Levi is about to give a get to his wife Rachel, and prior to giving her the get, he says to her, you should be mutter to everyone aside from Reuven and Shimon. And of course, at this point, if we would deliver the get to Rachel, then as we learned before, Rabbi Elazar would hold that it's a valid get, and the Chum would say it's not a valid get. However, the Chazva Amalah L'Reuven V'Shimon, however, prior to delivering the get to Rachel, he said to her, Harei Mutaris L'Reuven and Shimon, you should be mutter to Reuven and Shimon. And the Shaila is, Mao, what is the din? Me and Rina, do we say, my Asa Shara? At this point, Reuven was just going and saying that even though 2 moments ago I said, Harei Umutaris L'Chol Adam Chutz Meruvin Shimon, I am now including Reuven and Shimon in the Heter, and you now mutter to everyone, and even the Rabbanim would agree to Rabbi Elazar, then this case, the get would be valid, as L'maisa, there is a valid krisis. Oidilma, what do we say? My Asa Shara, my Shara Asa. When Reuven said, Harei Umutaris L'Reuven and Shimon, he was actually being chayzef from his original Dibur, and although originally he said that you should be mutter to everyone aside from Reuven and Shimon, he's now saying you should be also to everyone aside from Reuven and Shimon. Therefore, the fear of Elazar, the get would be valid, and Rachel would only be mutter to go and get married to Reuven or Shimon, but not to anyone else in the world. And according to the Rabbanon, this get would not be valid, as L'maisa is a shear, and therefore it's not considered a valid krisis. And the Gemara continues, and we continue on that Pegimim Alav, Imtim Suleiman by the Asa Shara. And if we're going to say in this case, once Levi said, Harei Mutaris L'Reuven and Shimon, he was clarifying, and he was now including Reuven and Shimon in the get, and therefore even the Rabbanon would agree it's a valid get, L'Reuven Mao. But what would be the din in a similar scenario where Levi originally stated Harei Mutaris L'Chodom Chutz Meruvin V'Shimon, and then he said Harei Mutaris L'Reuven, and he didn't say L'Shimon? Do we say L'Reuven V'Hud and L'Shimon? And Levi was trying to clarify that I'm making this get, and Rachel is now divorced from everyone, including Reuven and Shimon, and he just mentioned Reuven because he was the first one, but of course he meant that you're now going to be mutter both to Reuven and Shimon. If I had to come L'Reuven M'Shum to Pasuk Bey, and once again even Rabbanon would agree to Rabbi Elazar that this is a val get, or in Dilma, what do we say? L'Reuven Daf. Certainly, when Levi said Harei Mutaris L'Reuven, he meant to clarify his original statement, but he didn't mean to say that he should be mutter both to Reuven and Shimon, and he was only clarifying that he should also be mutter to Reuven, but he was still Meshayer, and he left out Shimon, and Rachel would not be mutter to Shimon, and therefore, according to Rabbanon, this would not be a valid get, and according to Rabbi Elazar, this would be a valid get, and Rachel could still not get married to Shimon. The Gemara continues, "V'imtim Shleim L'Ruvin Dafka." If we will understand that when Levi said "Harei Muteres L'Ruvin," he meant to say that I only want to include Ruvin in this get together with everyone else, but not Shimon, and therefore according to Rabbanan would not be a valid get, and according to Rabbi Elazar the get would be valid, and Rachel would be mutter to everyone in the world aside for Shimon. Maybe that's because the name Ruvin was first, and you would have said Ruvin and Shimon. But the Gemara now is L'Shimon Mao. Let's say Levi said "Harei Muteres L'Cha Adam Chutz Miruvin V'Shimon," and then afterwards Levi said "Harei Muteres L'Shimon." What would be the din in this case? L'Shimon V'Ruvin Ruvin. Do we say that since Levi originally mentioned Shimon second, therefore he just clarified and he said "Harei Muteres L'Shimon" because he ended off by saying Shimon, but he also meant that you could be mutter to Ruvin. And as the Gemara says, "V'Hayde Kama Shimon M'Shimon D'Solik Minei," and even Rabbanan would agree that this is a valid get, and now Rachel could get married to anyone in the world, and of course Rabbi Elazar would agree to that as well. Or Dilma, do we say L'Shimon Dafka? When Ruvin stated Harei Muteres L'Shimon, he didn't mean to include Ruvin, and therefore according to Rabbanan there was a shear, and therefore it's not a valid get, and according to Rabbi Elazar the get would be valid and Rachel would be able to get married to anyone but Ruvin. And the Gemara continues, by Rav Ashi asked the following question, "Af L'Shimon Mao," and the Taisa says Rav Ashi's question would also be in a case where he said "Af L'Ruvin," and the case was where originally Ruvin said "Harei Muteres L'Chadam Chutz Miruvin V'Shimon," and then Ruvin clarified and he said "Harei Muteres Af L'Shimon." Rav Ashi asked Mao, what is the din Af Ruvin Kai? Do we say that since Ruvin didn't have to say the Lashon Af and he said the Lashon Af, therefore he was trying to say that he should be mutter not only to Shimon but also to Ruvin, and therefore according to Rabbanan it would also be a valid get? Or Dilma, what do we say Af Almakai, that Ruvin was saying that aside from all the other people that I was ready matter you when I said "Harei Muteres L'Chadam," I am also now including Shimon, but I am not including Ruvin, and therefore according to Rabbanan would not be a valid get because it's not a valid krisis as he left out Ruvin, and according to Rabbi Elazar it would be a valid get, but Rachel would not be mutter to go and marry Ruvin. And the Gemara ends off, "Teku," and we will stop over here.